Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis and Bowie. You have to be here. Constellation, America's energy choice. And by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union tonight. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up on the big show, lots happening on the yard this weekend. Navy hosting the Patriot League Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships. We will talk with Noah Martin from the men's team and Julie Jesse from the women's team. Army, Navy, it means everything. It's women's basketball. It's men's basketball. It's wrestling, all at Alumni Hall coming up on Saturday. All the action getting underway at 11 o'clock. We'll preview that on the wrestling mat with Janine Bernstein of the Navy wrestling team as well. So a lot to talk about. We'll also update you on what's been a big week for Navy basketball as well. Mids trying to maintain their position, at least in second place in the Patriot League. They took on Lehigh on Wednesday night. All that and more coming up next after this from the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
AFMA is the longest-standing financial solutions provider expressly for the military community. Everything we do, from affordable life insurance to fee-only investment management and unique survivor assistance, empowers current and former service members and their families to make smart, confident financial decisions through every stage of life. Call us at 800-985-7650 or visit aafmaa.com/Navy today for more information.
Constellation recognizes Navy basketball as a leader on the court. We understand that winning happens with dedication, teamwork, and superior effort. And at Constellation, these values help us to deliver better energy solutions. As the nation's leading competitive energy supplier, our diverse workforce brings the skills and ingenuity that help drive our success. From engineering to information technology to operations and beyond, there are opportunities throughout the Exelon family of companies. We know the future of energy is you. Go Navy!
Are you a member of the Billy the Kid Club? For just $20, you'll receive many great benefits, including free admission to select Navy athletic events, a t-shirt, a free pizza, and much more. Please visit NavySports.com for more information and to sign up today. The Billy the Kid Club is sponsored by Annapolis area Papa John's.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network. Lots happening this week on the yard. As always, go to NavySports.com for all the information on all 33 varsity sports at the Naval Academy. But what a week we've got. We've got men's and women's basketball against Army and Navy. We've got wrestling with Army and Navy. We've got men's and women's swimming participating and hosting the Patriot League Championships. And to help us preview that from the men's swimming team is Noah Martin. And Noah, for you guys, so much pressure as the favorite, as a team, because of the standards you all set on a daily basis. How do you get prepared to make sure that you are at maximum ability going into one of the biggest meets of the year?
Right. I think that you can't look at our team as just we're better than everyone else, because there's a lot of good competition out there. You never know what's going to happen at the actual meet. Just everyone's swimming so fast this year, so you just got to prep like every single person has the ability to take you out. And I think that's really important there, is just constantly training like you may get beat. And I think that's been a big part of why I've been successful this year.
For you guys as a group, what was it like earlier this year, not only to have the building packed for the Army-Navy meet the way it was? I mean, I'm not sure if I've seen a more electric atmosphere in all the years I've been here, even for any other indoor event here, quite frankly. But to have Rowdy Gaines come here and be a part of that event with you all as a team, share his time, his knowledge, and really his enthusiasm for swimming and with you all during the course of the events. I mean, as you guys are coming out of the pool, he's high-fiving everybody. What was that like to be able to share that with someone who obviously means so much to the swimming community?
That was an incredible experience. I've been swimming for a while now. I've been to a lot of meets, and there's no meet like the Army-Navy swim meet. Just the energy, it gets you going. It's just like none other. And even having Rowdy Gaines there made it even that more special. And kind of sad that it was my last one, but looking to attend some more in the future.
In the pool every day, you chase guys like Thomas Duval and others within this program. What is it about the camaraderie of the pool, of your teammates, that makes this team as successful as it is?
I think it's that every single guy is willing to step up. People are going to have bad days. They have bad days in every sport. But there's always going to be someone who's going to step up and push the bar a little bit higher. And we have that in our team. And you look at guys like Thomas Duval, Alex Nickel, John DeBall, all the seniors also really push everyone to achieve their best every day in practice. And you don't let anyone slack off, and I think that's been a huge part of our success.
Obviously, there's a standard that's expected every day in the pool. Maybe early in your career when you came here, did you ever have a point where you wondered, hey, is this for me? Am I ready to participate at this level and compete with the likes of these guys that are in this pool?
I think the Naval Academy is a little bit special where you don't have to continue your sport to keep your scholarship, and I think that's a little bit tougher to continue on swim, because we have guys that drop out. They just don't feel like it's for them with the stress of the Naval Academy and swimming. But yeah, I think that if you can overcome that, it really helps you in the future years.
Has that made you a stronger person here in the 4 years you've been here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have all my teammates in the pool who I can rely on, and they push me every day and don't let me slack off, and I think that's helped in my personal life and in passing with all the academics here that are very tough at the academy.
For you as a swimming athlete, you have participated in a number of different events. You've been to the finals in 5 of 6 events at Patriot Leagues here in the past. What have been the challenges to train for all of those different events? Because you've done everything from the sprints to the long events. What are the challenges that presents from a training perspective?
It's funny because I really only train for one event, but I just kind of get thrown in those other events. And you can look at other guys like Tom Duval, who he trains the same way I do, trains middle distance for the 500-yard freestyle, but he still swims 100-yard freestyle, 200-yard freestyle, and used to swim the mile, and I think it's, you just kind of got to get up and do it, because other guys are doing it, so it's like, why can't I do it as well?
Is that part of the fun element? Not that competing is, you know, always serious and everything, but when you have a team like you all do, is it fun to just get in the pool and do some of those other events and try and add to the success of the team?
Oh, absolutely, especially if you have a guy who he's swimming an off event and you not got a guy who that's his primary event, or just kind of say, oh, we both don't swim this event, let's see what we can do, go and race at it. I think that's really big in adding the fun to the sport.
Tom is a guy, and obviously you swim with him in the same pool. I mean, this is a guy that during his career here, it seemed like every time we saw him, especially in the bigger meets, he took a greater step every time we saw him. Training with him, what have you seen that has made him such a special athlete in the pool?
Oh, he goes for it every day in practice. He's one of the, if not the greatest training partner I've had, and he's just incredible in his ability to just perform and do these times in practice that I've never seen before. And what you see in the meets, he does that in practice. So he does that all the time. He's consistent.
For all of you as part of the senior class, you look at all of the senior classes seemingly here in recent history that have come before you. Is there that sense that, you know, hey, the program has set a standard? We do not want to be the senior class that drops that standard that has been set here?
Absolutely. I think each senior class looks to do something a little bit better than the previous senior class did. And I think that our class has done a great job, and I'm really excited to see what 17 can do with it. But yeah, I definitely agree with that.
What is a successful Patriot League meet for you here in your senior season?
I think it's not just winning it because we're going to win it, but it's sending guys to NCAAs, sending a full team, sending some relays, sending, you know, 10, 12 guys to NCAAs. I think that's a big thing that we're looking forward to doing at Patriots this year.
As you look back on your 4 years, could you have seen yourself going anywhere else, whether it be academically or athletically, participating with such a great team of swimmers here at the Academy?
No, I think I'm pretty happy with what I did, and I feel that I made the right choices, and I'm pretty happy with them.
What does life after graduation hold for you?
Looking to be a pilot, so that should be exciting.
All right, appreciate the time, and good luck this week to you and your teammates at Patriot Leagues.
Thank you.
All right, that's Noah Martin joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine. Bids getting set for the Patriot League Championships to get underway Wednesday right on campus here at the Academy. They'll be streamed live at NavySports.com and at Campus Insiders if you can't be here at the poolside for the week's events. Back with more in a moment on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to continue our preview of the Patriot League Championships. Men's and women's swimming and diving teams will be hosting here on the campus of the United States Naval Academy with Navy's Julie Jesse. And how nice is it to have this on your own board, in your own pool, coming up this week for the Patriot League Championships?
It's so nice to be at home this week, just to sleep in my own rack in the hall and to know the boards and know my spots on the boards while I'm diving. It's just... I'm so glad it's home for my senior season here.
First question I got to ask you is why diving?
I started diving when I was in high school. My high school team had no divers, and I was lucky enough to be the girl they needed. And I was a gymnast growing up, so I kind of knew what to do. I can do some flips and stuff, so I fell in love with it when I was a freshman in high school.
Do you remember the first time you went up on a board and looked down and thought, did you think, hey, is this really what I want to be doing, or was it a comfort zone that you found pretty much right away?
I was definitely pretty comfortable right away. I had a lot of trouble with reverses, like where you go off and do a backflip. I had a lot of back smacks for that. still not super comfortable, but definitely can do them. So I was really comfortable.
Throughout your career here, you have progressed to where, obviously, you took home some hardware last year here on top of the podium in the 1 meter. Do you feel as a competitor, do you push yourself now to, you know, hey, I've been able to accomplish that. I have to do that again here coming up in this meet, and then obviously try to better the 3 meter finish as well?
I try really hard not to put too much pressure on myself. My dad tells me before every meet, as long as I hit the water, it's a good dive. So my goal for this meet is definitely to final on both boards. That's my number one goal. And if I can make it to the top of the podium on one or both boards, that would just be the icing on the cake.
When did you feel that, you know, hey, I'm getting pretty good at this and I might be able to use this as a vehicle to get a great education here?
I knew that I was going to be pretty good, probably sophomore year in high school. Once I got the hang of it, I knew what it was all about. And I've always wanted to come to the Naval Academy, so I'm just thankful that I can also dive and follow that passion as well.
Now, people may not realize, you know, you're not one of those kids who comes from like California or Florida, or hotbeds of swimming and diving. How did you do this coming out of the Midwest? Because I'm sure it's one of the few places people think of first. When it comes to swimming and diving success, they probably think, of course, the warmer locales of California and Florida first.
I don't know. Like, definitely just being a winter sport, we only practice indoors, clearly. And, we have that here at Navy, too. We're only indoors. And I definitely felt that I had proper training in the Midwest. And my coaches were great, and they definitely knew the ropes pretty well. So I felt, like, definitely prepared coming out from Indiana.
Did you have any kind of heroes or anything from a diving perspective, people that you admired either watching diving on TV or even locally that you admired to kind of inspire you a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Coming from Indiana, David Bodaya from Purdue was definitely an idol. He was just rising to fame, you know, when I started diving, and just watching him on the boards down at Purdue was like such an inspiration for us all throughout Indiana, really.
When you go up onto that board, you know, it's just you, it's the pool. Do you have any kind of a pre-dive routine that you go through, or each dive, do you just kind of take the deep breath and say, hey, here we go, let's go do it?
For pre-dive, I definitely like to be on the pool deck, so I don't put in, like, headphones or anything. I want to be aware of what's going on, and just before each dive, I take a deep breath and try to relax, be as relaxed as possible, and just know like, my body knows how to do the dive, and I'm going to be successful, and that it's, I'm going to nail it.
Through the years, how have you come up with, you know, maybe different dives to challenge yourself, but at the same time, obviously trying to achieve the type of score that's going to win a meet, because you've won 8 times so far this year?
Mm-hmm. I have been throwing the same list pretty consistently now, so I am definitely comfortable with those dives. I have some better categories that I try to challenge myself in, like twisters or backs. I feel like very confident in those areas, so I feel that I could, you know, step outside my comfort zone a little more easily in those categories.
Is that hard to do as a competitor? I mean, because I think a lot of us sit here and talk, oh, yeah, I got to do that. But is that easier said than done, stepping out of that comfort zone and trying to do something with a little bit more degree of difficulty?
For sure, because I know that I can throw, you know, a lower degree of difficulty for a higher score, so that makes me a little hesitant to go outside that comfort zone and try something new that maybe won't hit as high. So I definitely tend to stay more inside my comfort zone and throw those dives I know I can nail, but stepping outside is definitely a big step.
Now, every time we watch diving on television, especially when you're watching the Olympics or, you know, United States Championships or World Championships or something like that, they tell us a great dive is one that has no splash at the end. True or false?
True.
Why is that?
True. You definitely don't want to splash, because you want to make sure you have good hands on the bottom. Mostly, you want to go in head first into the water, no feet first entries. So just making sure you know how to grab your hands and get in that clean rip through the water, that's always a good
thing. So essentially, the entry into the water is almost as important as anything you do in the air between the board and getting to the water.
For sure.
No doubt about that. Now, you were a good volleyball player. Did volleyball ever have a chance to outweigh diving at the collegiate level, or were you pretty much committed to jumping in the pool all the time?
I was pretty much committed to jumping in the pool. Being 5'4", I'm not quite sure how great of a collegiate volleyball player I would have been, but I did love volleyball, and I was pretty good, but diving definitely had my heart.
All right. Appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and all of your teammates this week at the Patriot League Championships.
Thank you very much.
Navy diver Julie Jesse as the Mids get set for the Patriot League Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships on the yard at the United States Naval Academy. Make your plans to attend over the weekend. And for all the schedule information, go to NavySports.com. Back with more of this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, Janine Bernstein as the Navy wrestling team gets set to take on arch rival Army coming up Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Alumni Hall. We'll preview that when we return on the Navy Sports Network.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Look, I'm already thinking about college basketball. And you know where I go to watch teams compete for a spot in the tournament? Buffalo Wild Wings. Their wall-to-wall TVs have all the action while I enjoy great food and cold drinks. It's the time of the year when every game counts, and B-Dubs has a front-row seat. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Navy Federal member Heather Lanning can tell the difference between babesiosis and Plasmodium falciparum practically with her eyes closed.
I know my parasites.
When it comes to PMI and PITI payments on home mortgages, she's a little less sure-footed.
There's a difference?
Helping people stay healthy is Heather's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our mortgage loans can be 100% financed with no money down and no PMI. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more and be good with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back. As we've told you this week on the Navy Sports Magazine, ton of stuff happening on the yard. Unbelievable activity with the Swimming and Diving Championship Saturday at Alumni Hall. You don't have to leave. You can stick around all day. We've got women's basketball starting it off at 11 in the morning, men's basketball at 1:30, and then coming up right here on the Patriot League Network, campusinsiders.com, we'll have the call of Army-Navy Wrestling, and joined now by Jadane Bernstein. And when we say Army-Navy Wrestling for you and you all as a team, what does that mean to you all going into Saturday's match?
It means to us it's Army-Navy. It's always a heated rivalry. Both teams want to win. We definitely want to beat them pretty good. So just carrying on the tradition. We always say sing second, and Navy blue and gold always ends with beat Army. So that's what it means. It's just sticking it to them, getting the W. So.
As a competitor, how do you wrestle with that emotion of doing your best, but knowing on any given day it might not be your result that you're looking for?
All right, I think it's in keeping perspective, just knowing where you want to be in the end. And even looking at Patriots, there's still NCAAs in March if you make that. And it's just trying to qualify for that I think is part of that perspective part, just knowing that there's a bigger picture and trying to achieve that. Rather than just looking at, oh, well, maybe this guy beat me, you know. Just looking at those overall times, look at the end.
Finally, one of the matches of the night, no question, you and Brian Harvey, two ranked wrestlers. Obviously, you've wrestled him a number of times. What do you have to do, in general terms, without giving away the game plan, but what do you have to do to find success against him on Saturday night?
I think it's just... wrestling aggressive, line to line, whistle to whistle, like we said. Like I was saying before, every time I've wrestled him, there's been an improvement. The first time I wrestled him at All Academies my freshman year, he ended up getting riding time, rode me out for a long time, and then I ended up coming back in the third period, getting two takedowns, lost by a point on the riding time. Last year at the Army-Navy duel, beat me by a point. But no one got any takedowns. It was a reversal, and then I got out. This time, at All Academies, he didn't ride me. Well, he got riding time, but it wasn't. He never got to his offense on top. It was more of a I got up, and then he would get me out of bounds. So, and I'd look at that in terms of he hung on. He didn't ride me. But yeah, he got one takedown that I just kind of got sloppy with. But looking at the film, I did a lot of good things in that match, and I had a lot of opportunities. So I think this time it's just sticking it to him, getting after, attacking him from the first whistle to the last, and putting pressure on him, making sure he can't get off the mat, and making sure he works the center instead of the edge. But I think just that same mentality, getting after him, will get me the win this time.
The King at 174, Jadane Bernstein, going to be going up against Brian Harvey in the premier match of the night at the 174-pound weight level. We'll have it for you on Patriot League TV, powered by campusinsiders.com. You can watch every match coming up on Saturday night, part of a long, long day of Army-Navy action for us coming up on Saturday at Alumni Hall. We'll come back and wrap things up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us as the Navy Midshipmen with triple header action coming up on Saturday at Alumni Hall. The women starting at 11 o'clock, the men at 1:30, and then wrestling coming up at 7:30. The first two on the radio and on the network, and then at 7:30, the wrestling matches will be on Patriot League TV, powered by Campus Insiders. On Wednesday night, the Mids losing a frustrating game to the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh, giving up 14 three-pointers as Lehigh shoots 61% from three-point range to beat the Mids by a final count of 77-74. Navy now in fourth place in the Patriot League men's standings. The women now tied for third with Lehigh and Holy Cross after beating the Mountain Hawks in Bethlehem on Wednesday night. Christina Potts, the youngster, coming up with a big ball game, 14 points. Perry Curtis adding 12 for the Midshipmen. And then don't forget, by the way, Sunday lacrosse action, men's style. It'll be the men and Delaware with a 12 noon face-off. Joe Miller and I will have the call right here on the Navy Sports Network. That'll do it for this week's program. We look forward to having you on the yard this week for some great Navy action.
all of it starting on Saturday. And don't forget, Patriot League Men's and Women's Diving Championships through Saturday on the yard as well. For all the information, go to www.NavySports.com. Our thanks to Bill Usby for his help this week, as always. I'm Pete Medhurst. We'll talk to you next week on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance. Your friends at Bud Light. Be a good sport, drink responsibly, and always designate a driver. And by Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.